Okay, got to learn a little Bava Kamma. We have a deal in the Chumash that a Rasha is Pasal Eidus. And who's considered a Rasha? So there's a Machloikis, Abai Verove, in Sanhedrin. That's one of the Yalkagam, the Mem of the Yalkagam, Mumar Echan Nevelis Lahachis. If the person is a Rasha de Chumash, he compromises on his principles, Machmas Chimud Mammon, he doesn't keep kosher because non-kosher is less expensive. Or he works on Shabbos because he wants to make more money. So if he compromises on his principles, Machmas Chimud Mammon, that's called Rasha de Chumash. Everybody agrees that he's postulated. That's the Chumash. That's the Pasuk. Al Tashi Yisadchem Rasha Lios Eit Chumash. What if he's a Rasha de Lab de Chumash? He's a Mumra Echanevelis. Lahachis, this is not one of his principles. He's a Reformed Jew. He's very principled, but he doesn't keep kashrus. He wasn't taught about kashrus. Doesn't know what it's all about. Doesn't keep Shabbat. Doesn't keep kashrus. It's not that he's compromising on his principles. It's not that he's from an Orthodox home and he's compromising. There are different kinds of conservative rabbis. Some conservative rabbis were brought up in Orthodox homes and they want to make a better parnasa. So they become a conservative rabbi. Some were brought up as in reform home and non-affiliated homes, and they're on a journey to become observant. So they go to the Jewish Yalatkel seminar. It's like a Baal Tshuva school, and then some of them will end up in our yeshiva later on. So it depends where the person is coming from. If he comes from an Orthodox home and he's a conservative rabbi, that's called the Rosh HaDechamas. He knows that he's doing wrong. He's compromising on his principles in order to make a better parnasa, machmas chimud mammon. But if he doesn't know, these are not from his principles. He's a Baal Tshuva. He doesn't know about Shabbos and Kashrus yet. So that's a machlokes Abai v'Rav. We happen to pasuk like Abai, that is also pasuk le'edus. But we assume l'halocha that there's a difference. That the Rosh HaDechamas is choshed l'shaker. The Rosh HaDalab Dechamas, we don't see that he compromises on his principles. He's posulated like a korev is posulated. Not that there's a chashash meshaker. There's no chashash meshaker. It's a gzeres hakosuv. The Gemara calls it gzeres hamelach. We call it gzeres hakosuv. A gzeres hamelach that he's posulated. Now, kamina will be, would it be acceptable by Eidus Isha? The Gemara says, Mesache bekuvim, malva birvis, mafricha yoidim, the Mishnah in the third parak in Sanhedrin lists off all the people who are posulatus medirabbanon, Rosh medirabbanon. The Gemara says they're all kosher la'edus isha. Only gazlan shel Torah is posulatus isha, because the gazlan shel Torah is kosher l'shaker, so they can't trust what he's saying. So that was always a big shaila. What if the fellow is not a gazlan shel Torah? He's a Reformed Jew. He's a non-affiliated Jew. He's in the army, and he says that Pliny is absolutely dead. Pliny is dead. He was killed, buried, shot. He's dead. But the one who's testifying is not an observant Jew at all. He's a mumar echan nevelis lahachis. So this is a suffix. The Tzais quotes this is a suffix in Mesivis. That's one of the early Rishonim. Suffix in the Mesivis, whether such a person is kosher l'edus isha or not. And the common practice is that we are makom. We say that he's not kosher d'shaker. Abai holds that the mumar echan nevelis lahachis is also pasul l'edus, but it's not the same as mumar echan nevelis l'teyavim. Mumar echan nevelis l'teyavim is pasul with a chashash meshach. Mumar echan nevelis lahachis is exeris hamelach. That is pasul l'edus. Nafkemina fe edus isha. Yeah. So Rosh is pasul l'edus is a pasuk. Machlekes Abai v'Ravim, the Gemara shows Machlekes HaTanoim, Abai v'Ravim is Machlekes HaTanoim, and we pass like Abai b'Alkigam. How do you become, once a person is a Rosh, do we accept tshuva? Do we ever accept tshuva? So if a person was Mechal Shabbos b'Eidim b'Hasro, and he does tshuva, becomes a Chassid Sherebbe, becomes a Tzaddik, he's still given the death penalty. He's still given Minish Misa. I remember many years ago they wrote up, the Yiddish newspaper used to be a daily. Rabbi Soloveitchik used to read the paper all the time. He used to read the New York Times twice a day. It used to be two editions. I don't know if they still have a morning edition, the afternoon edition. He would read the newspaper twice a day. He used to read the Yiddish newspaper all the time. So every so often he would come into class. He thought the students also read the Yiddish newspaper. Students didn't read the New York Times. They didn't read the English newspaper. So he read in the Yiddish newspaper that Supreme Court Justice Warren, used to be a Supreme Court Justice, Earl Warren, I think, there was such a person, I think. So he once visited the Jewish Theological Seminary, said they had a reception in his honor, and they gave a shiur. L'chvoda, they gave a shiur in English that he should understand. So what did they give a shiur on? An easy sugya, pagina dibura. So what they say about pagina dibura? So they explain. The guy comes and he says, Ploni Ravani Luritzaini. So he's Neman. Why? So the Rosh Yeshiva in the seminary explained, because he did tshuva. The guy says, he comes to court and he says he did an avera, so he did tshuva. So that's why we can accept this Haggadah Seder. Rav Soloveitchik was all upset. So he said, what do you mean tshuva? Tshuva doesn't help. If a guy does an avera, b'mezid. Guy does an avera, b'mezid, b'edus b'hasro. So tshuva helps to pata him. Tshuva doesn't help. There's such a Rambam in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, when he quotes the Didim Avir and Idachas. So the Rambam says, when the Bez Nagodol hears that there's a city in Eretz Yisrael where most of the people worship Avodah Zarah, so the Bez Nagodol sends them to Rabbanim to try to give them Musar that they should do tshuva. If they listen to the Musar, good. And it sounds like they're off the hook. You don't give them the death penalty, even though most of the people worship Tavod Azov. If they don't listen to the Musa, then Sarim Aleim La Muhammad, Bez Nagodol organizes an army, and they go and they wipe out the whole city. So the Rebbe writes on that Rambam, where did he get this, that you send two messengers? Where does it say this? It doesn't say it in the Gemara. So the Yor Sameach writes on that Rambam to look in the Mor Nevuchim. You look at the Mar Nevuchim, so the Rambam interprets as a parsha in Sefer Yeshua that says Yeshua ben Nun heard a rumor which turned out to be incorrect. A lot of rumors turn out to be incorrect. He heard a rumor that the Benegorim Neruf and Chatzu Shevet HaMenashe made a Mizbeach in Eber HaYardein, and they bring a Korban Shchut Yichutz because they live so far away from Yerushalayim. They live so far away from Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't yet in Yerushalayim till the days of Shlomo HaMelech. But they live so far away from the Mizbochas and Eretz Yisrael, so they made their own Mizbech and they makar with their own Karbonis. And if the Rav HaIr violates Shchut Echut, it's also Din Avir Nidachas. Lav Davka Vodizor. If the Rav HaIr violates Shatnas, if the Rav HaIr violates any Yisr, Trefus, it's also Din Avir Nidachas. Awap Rav HaChidosh. So the Pasuk says there in Sefer Yeshua, the Yeshua ben Nun sent two messengers to give them tochacha, that they should cease or desist, they should stop doing shchut echut. So the messengers went and found out the whole rumor was not true. They made an imitation Mizbeach to identify with the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, that they're all part of the Yud Bei Shvat, and we're all together, but they weren't doing any Yisur of shchut echut. So the Rambam, so the Yosemech says, Ayin Mar Nevuchim, means a lot. You can't say a lot of times. Every so often, there's an unclear passage in the Rambam, and if you look in the Pirush HaMishnayos, you look in Mor Nevuchim, it'll become clear. So that's what the one who used to use a lot the Pirush HaMishnayos and the Mor Nevuchim was the Ragachover. He would always look at all the Rambams together. Now the one who does it in our generation is Rav Nachum Rabinowitz from Malei Adumim. He put out so many volumes on the Rambam, the Yad HaPshuta. We call by a nickname, we call the Mishnah Torah, we call it the Yad HaChazaka, because it's Yud Dalet Zoram. The true name, the correct name, is the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam called Mishnah Torah. But Klal Yisrael didn't like that name, because it's the Rambam writes, all you have to do is read the Tanakh, read my book, and you know all there is to know. So we didn't like that name, Mishnah Torah. So that's why we call it by the nickname Yad HaChazaka. So Rav Nachum Rabinowitz, from an American, Canadian, I think, Rav Nachum Rabinowitz wrote all these commentaries that he uses a lot, Mor Nevuchim and the Pirush HaMishnayos al HaRambam. So the Yom Samech is over there. Look, in the Mor Nevuchim, the Rambam understood that the story in Sefer Yeshua was an Esek Avir and Idachas, a Chiddush that it applies even if they didn't worship Avir Zorah, even if they ate Chazer, even if they wear Shatnas, even if they're violating Shchut Echutz. All right, at least Shchut Echutz, there's Kores, but there's no Misa. But the Rambam seems to assume any avera. If the Rav HaIr does any avera, they eat treifas. There isn't even chorus on treifas. They have a din of Irani Dachas, and the story goes that Yishol Ben Nun sent two representatives to give Musa. So the Raibit is massing on the Rambam. What do you mean? If they listen to the Musa, they're off the hook, and you don't give them the death penalty. So the Raibit writes there, Tov Hadovish Yofah Hadovish Toel HaTshuva. Nice idea that Tshuva should help. Avalomatzina, we never heard of such a thing. After the Edim of Hasra, Tshuva doesn't help. Rav Soloveitchik's lashon was, even if the guy is Machal Shabbos, he becomes a big Chassidish Rebbe. That was his mashal. He becomes a big Chassidish Rebbe, a big tzaddik. He's still given the death penalty. Once if there was Edim of Hasra, but Tshuva helps to become kosher la'edis. So there's no psukim mechumish on this. Kol zman he's a Rosha, he's pasaleidis. But there is a concept of Tshuva. So that's the question. Tshuva is in Bez and Shalmaila. They know whether the guy's Tshuva is sincere or not. So the Bez and Shalmaila, they can forgive. Shad is Bez and Shalmata. How do we know that the Tshuva is authentic? So that's a whole discussion in Sanhedrin, in the third parak on Sanhedrin. When is the Tshuva acceptable? What does the person have to do to really convince us that he's a Baal Tshuva and that he's Chayza the Kashrus? So this is an Asik over here, Chav Gimel Amid Beis. Torah talks about a short time and a short Amud. Never tells you how the short can become Ois Shor Amud. There's no psukim on that. Just says how it becomes a Shor Amud. Three times, four times, whatever. So that's what the Tanoim are trying to use a little psychology. What does the Shor have to do? What do we have to see by the Shor to be convinced that that it's no longer a Shor Amud? Okay. So that's a discussion over here. That's a serious discussion. How many times does a strange occurrence have to repeat itself that we should say that we seem to notice a pattern? So Tosis quotes here on Chav Gimel Amud Beis, Ezehu Muad. Tosis quotes Yevamos Daf Samach Daled. Gemara Yevamos is talking about Mesu Baneha Machmas Milo. A woman has a baby boy and have a bris, and the baby dies soon after the bris. So now they can tell whether the baby has hemophilia. In the days of the Tanoim, they didn't know. They couldn't tell. The baby died from the bris, maybe because the moil had an infection. Maybe the baby bled to death. Maybe the baby has hemophilia. We don't know. So if the woman has another bris, or if her sister has another baby bris, we do the bris and we're not concerned. Maybe the hemophilia is running in the family. Maybe it's a sakana. It's not even called if there's a svek svek of a sakana. Svek svek of a sakana is deicha shabbos deicha kol atar kula. Whenever pikoch nebish deicha, when you say yohar val yahweh, so it's not deicha. Even vada sakana. But whenever there's been pikoch nebish, not only if it's vada pikoch nefesh, even a safik, even a svek sveke, also decha kol atar kula. So if one baby dies after the bris milah, we don't know what caused the death. We don't even consider it a safik sakana when it comes to the next baby. In the days of the Gemara, today the doctors will be able to figure out whether the baby had hemophilia. In the days of the Gemara, so it's a machlekes Rebbe and Reb Shimon Megamliel. How many times does this strange occurrence have to repeat itself that it should be considered a suffix sakana? Once it's already a svek svek of a sakana, you already don't do the bris milah. So that's a machlekes Rebbe Reb Shimon Megamliel, whether betray zimni habe chazoka or betlas zimni habe chazoka. Where else do you have this machlekes? By katlanis. What's the story of katlanis? A woman is married and her husband dies. She marries a second time and the second husband dies. So do we assume that there's some danger in being married to this woman? What's the danger? Maybe a physical danger. Living with this woman, maybe she has some kind of a disease that's transmitted to the husband. Or maybe it's a mazel zach, mazel ger, maybe min hashamayim. They want this woman to be an almana. So whoever's going to marry her is going to have to drop dead, that she should become an almana. So the question is, how many times does this strange occurrence have to repeat itself that you should say that she shouldn't be allowed to marry the next time? Katlanis. The Rambam quotes the Rimagash that this whole story about Katlanis is all baloney. This is all superstition. And you don't have to worry about this. and the Rimagashi used to be Masada Kiddushin for women the third time. I happen to have a cousin, she's married for the third time. The first husband had a heart condition when she married him. Nice Yeshiva guy. And he died from the heart condition. He had a heart condition before he got married. After the first husband died, so the second husband was 20 years older than my cousin. It was her teacher in Maimonides school. My cousin lived in Boston. So it was her teacher who was never married. And he married her and he died at a ripe old age. So we knew in advance he was 25 years older than her. So he died. And then she married the third husband. So my uncle used to kibbutz. She finally married a husband who's making a living. The third husband was a Russian. He came to Eretz Yisrael from Russia. And he was teaching in a school or something like that. The first husband was a kollel guy. The second husband was a retired teacher. And the third husband, a normal husband, he works for a living. Yeah. So, if you know what to attribute the death to, the first husband had a heart condition before he got married. Second husband was an old man. Okay. So, it was no surprise that he died. So then there's no issue of katlanis. What if you don't know what to attribute the death to? So then the Gemara talks about katlanis. So the Rambam and the Tshuva quotes the Rimagash. The whole thing is all narishkeit. You don't have to worry about this, and the Rimagashi is to be beside the Kiddushin for the couples. But all the sugis in the Gemara's are talking about katlanis for those people who are nervous. So these are the rules and regulations. When you don't, no one has to be nervous. The whole thing is superstition. But if you are nervous, so don't be nervous in these cases. Then the Gemara tells you for sure there's nothing to be nervous about, but even if there is a case of katlanis, you don't have to worry about it. In the Shulchan Aruch, they have all the dinim of katlanis. And then they throw in this Rimagash with the Rambam. For whatever that's worth, usually you can be mitzaref a few different studim. Usually, like over here, my cousin's first husband had a heart condition before. We can always figure out what to attribute the death to. So usually there's room to say, even if there were a din of katlanis, this case not a katlanis. So then the mitzaref the Rimagash. Rimagash said, you don't have to worry bichlal about katlanis. So the Gemara has this machlokes Rebbe Reb Shimon Gamliel. Yeah, what if the woman was not, what if not two husbands die? What if she got divorced twice? She got divorced from the first husband, from the second husband. So that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in Yevamos, the end of the second paragraph. So Rashi said just like there's a din of katlanis. So if there's garsha pamayim. So it's a chashash, maybe the marriage will end up in divorce. So we would recommend don't marry the woman because it's probably going to end up in a divorce. And Tosfos says they never heard of such a thing. There's a din of katlanis by getting divorced. What's wrong? Rashi thinks, yeah. Rashi interprets the Gemara like that. A simple reading of the Gemara. The end of the second parak in Yevamos. There's a din of katlanis by Nizgarsha also. So the Gemara has this machlek is there in Yevamos. Dav Samach Dal. How many times does the woman have to become an almana that there should be a chashash that it's a suffix sakana? If there's a svek svek of a sakana, you really tell the husband not to get married. Just because one husband died, it's not even a, and we don't know what to attribute death to. It's a mysterious death. We don't assume that she had some kind of contagious disease that caused his death, or you don't assume that it's a gzerim in Hashemayim mazel gerim that we want this. In Hashemayim, they want this girl to become an almana. So how many times does it have to happen? So machleg is Rabbi Rabbi Shimon a little bit. Trezim they have a chazaka, or betlazim they have a chazaka. So how do you talk a paskin? The paskin betrezim they or betlazim they have a chazaka. Or let's say you have a sack of flour, and sometimes you find worms in the flour. So you find one worm. So you throw the worm out, and the rest of the flour is okay. If you find three worms, then you have to be choshish, maybe all the flour is wormy and you have to sift out all the flour now. What if you only found two worms? You say, betray zimni, there's a latest asofik, then maybe it's wormy, and now the din requires you must filter out, you must sift out all the flour before you use it. Or do you say, no, betlas zimni have a chazaka, only if you found three worms. So on Shulchan Aruch, they're not sure whether betray zimni or betlas zimni. What does the Gemara say? Halacha lemaisa. So the Gemara there in Yevamos gives a psak. Sometimes the din is like Rebbe, and sometimes like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Sometimes betlasim they have a chazaka. So the Gemara says, Destois, the Shor HaMuad, is Bitlas Zimni Haba Chazaka. When a woman is Kaveh Vesas, in the days of the Gemara, that's what the Gemara assumes. The Rambam writes this from the Gemara. In the days of the Gemara, the assumption was that rave women had a Vesas, Kavua, that they had their period at regular intervals. Either the same Yom HaChodesh every month or a half logger, there was always a Vesas Kavua. The Ad Kedei Kach, that one time is of the opinion, we don't pass like this, one time is of the opinion that Isha Shein La Vesas is not allowed to get married, because you never know when she's going to have a Riyas Dam. So she may have the Riyas Dam in the middle when the husband is having Tashmish with her. So it'll come out that he's Chayiv Koris. We don't paskin like that. It's a good thing we don't paskin like that, because today Rav Noshim do not have a Vesas Kavua. And in fact, the doctors say they never heard of such a thing. They have no records that in the past that it ever was like that, that Rav Noshim had a Vesas Kavua. But that's what the Gemara assumes. The Gemara assumes that Rav Noshim have a Vesas Kavua. So the Gemara says, how many times does the Riya have to repeat itself in the same Haflogah or the same Yom HaChodesh to establish a Vesas Kavua? And how many times does a Shor have to be Nogeach? A Shor Tam becomes a Shor Amur if it's Nogeach a few times. How many times? The Gemara says, Vestas for Shor Amur is Betlasim Nehabe Chazaka. Only if it repeated itself three times. It trays him, it's not Havi Chazaka. Yeah, why is that so? Why is Vestas and Shor Amur by the worms, it seems, it betrays him Nehabe Chazaka? By Mesa Banah Machmas Mila is betray Zimni, and Katlanis is betray Zimni. But Vestas and Shor HaMuad is betla Zimni. Why did they split the Psak? So on Yevamis, on the side of the Rif, you have the Muki Yosef. Here also you have the Muki Yosef. On some Mesichthus you have the Ran, on the Mesichthus you have, I think you have the Muki Yosef there, if I'm not mistaken. So the Muki Yosef quotes the Ritva. And Yibam Zdav Samach Dalin, he says, we're not sure what the din is. The Gemara's maskana is that we're not sure. So when you're discussing whether the shor is gonna, whether the Baal shor is gonna get away with paying chatzi nezek, or he has to pay nezek shalem, so you say hamotzei machaver, all of our right, sofek mamayna lekula. So we say sofek mamayna lekula. So he doesn't pay nezek shalem until the fourth time. You have to have betlas zimni habe chazaka. We're not going to say betray zimni because we're not sure whether betray zimni is betlas zimni. You say I'm oitzim achaver olav harai. The muchzak keeps holding on to his money. Okay. And why is Vestas like that? Why do you need betlas zimni by Vestas? So he's, I think the Ritva says, because Vestas is really lav deraisa. Vestas is lav deraisa. What do you mean Vestas deraisa? Vestas. The Gemara has a machlokes in Maseches Nida, the first parak and the second parak, where the Vestas deraisa, Vestas lav deraisa. What it means is like this: that the Nisha has a Vestas kavua. She always has a Riyas Dam every 41st day at 3 o'clock in the afternoon for the last 10 years. So, and this came the 41st day, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. She was busy. She didn't have a chance to check to see if she has a Riyas Dam or not. So we assume she probably became Anita because of the last 10 years, every 41st day at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, she has a Rias Nida. So that assumption that we assume that it repeated itself like that, is that Minat Torah? It's a Ruba Dalesa Kamon. So you follow the Rav Minat Torah, so we assume that the woman is a Vaday Tamea Minat Torah because of the Rav. But you say, Vestas Lav Derais. Minat Torah, it's not a good rite. How can it not be a good rite? But for the last 10 years, every single month, the woman had a Riyas Dam. It's very unclear in the Gemara. Why shouldn't you say this is their Isis? So the Chazon Ish is the first one who woke up to explain what's going on. Why isn't it their Isis? For 10 years in a row, every single month. So he says, look, there's so many different factors that play a role. The weather and her whether she exercised or what kind of food she's eating. So many different things can affect whether she's going to have a Riyas Dam or not. So you can never really tell. Just because it happened 10 years in a row every single month. She had a Rios Dam 3 o'clock in the afternoon on the 41st day. Doesn't mean that it happened this month because of some of the other factors. That's what we paskin. We paskin is Vestas Lav Deraisa. So, on the assumption that Vestas Lav Deraisa, so the whole Dina Prisha, Samach Levesta, Doina, so the whole thing is only Midirabana. That's what the Ritva is assuming. If Vestas Lav Deraisa, so you assume the whole Dina Prisha, Samach Levesta, Lav Deraisa, so you say, Safik Derabana Lakul, it's not a real Din Deraisa, but by Katlanis, it's a suffix nefashis, or mesim b'nei machas mila, it's a suffix sakanas nefashis. So there, by suffix sakana, you have to go to chumrah. So you say betrays him nihabe chazak. We say it's already a latest a suffix. It's not that it's a vadoes. It's already a latest a suffix. If mesim b'nei machas mila, either her two babies or her sisters. Because it runs in the women. I think hemophilia is carried by the women, not by the men. That's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber and the Ramah. So the Ramah writes it runs in the men, and the Mechaber knew better. The Mechaber writes only runs by the women. Doesn't. The men are not the carriers, the women are the carriers. That's what the doctors say, like the Mechaber. So since Katlan is a mesa b'nei machas mila is an issue of suffix sakana. So there you go to chumri. So you say betrays him neham chazok. That's what the ritva. That's what the nemokiyosi quotes the name of ritva. It's the psak is based on a compromise. It's really a sfek of the dina. But he pass on to Rebbe Reb Shimon Gamliel. So sometimes two, sometimes three. Each time he navigate.
Sure. That's a kavod. It could also be a chumra. It could be a chumra or a kula because. Someone has a vested kavua, then you don't have to count the other vested. So why would we maybe should
that? Some cases it's going to be a very good kasha. I don't know. It sounds like a very certain case it'll be a very good kasha. I don't know. That's what the Ritva says. That's what the official explanation that they quote the Yerudea, the Taz, the Shach. They quote the Nemukhi Yosef B'Shem the Ritva. I remember when we were learning that those dinim, Rav Soloveitchik thought maybe he can give a different explanation. If you're just trying to establish what the regilus is, by Mesa Bana Machmas Mila, you don't have to have any title. No Chaloshem. It's a question. Do they have hemophilia or not? It's suffix sakana. So then we say, betray Zimni, it's already enough. If it only happens once, there isn't even a latest a suffix, then maybe there's hemophilia. Apparently, it's so far fetched. What percentage of the world population have hemophilia? I have no idea. So the Gemara considers it such a miyuchena matzui. So if it only happens once, one baby dies, it could be caused by other things. Could be the other things cause the death of the baby, so we would not attribute it to the disease. But if it happens two times in a row, that's the machloikas, and then we really pass metrezim nehabichazoka. Masheni came by Shor Amud, and by Vestais, Shor Amud, you want to give the Shor a chaloshem Shor Amud, you want to give him a title. And Vestas also, you want to say that this is the Yoim HaVestas, that there's a din of Prisha. So then you have to have it Tvav Zimni. What do you mean? What do you mean a Chal Hashem Shor Amud? So there's a Gemara Mem Aleph Amar Aleph. It's not my Bikiyas here. Tosis quotes it. Tosis Chav Dalet Amar Aleph. If you see from the top line of Tosis, about seven lines down, it says, Daf Mem Aleph Amar Aleph. So the Gemara there, Mem Aleph Amar Aleph, asks a question. The din is that a Shor Shoharagas Ha'odam, even a short tam, is Biskila. Shoramut Shoharagas Ha'odam, the Shor is Biskila, and the Bala Shor pays Kaifer. Short tam Shoharagas Ha'odam, so there's a Gemara said there's a Machlokes, but he paid Tam Shalom Chatzi Kaifer. Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef Aglili perhaps holds, Tyson says, it doesn't really say it anywhere. Rabbi Yosef Aglili may possibly hold. The short tam pays chatzi koifer, but whatever he holds, whether yes or no, we don't pass like that. We pass when a short tam doesn't pay koifer at all. Short much argus adam pays koifer. So the Gemara asked Akasha right after the Mishnah, Mem Aleph Mem Aleph. Chemiachad demi tam katlina le, vishor shargus adam, the first time gets skila, shor yisokel, the gambol of yumas, the shor gets skila the first time, so mud hechemesh kachasla. How did the shor live so long that it should kill? The fourth time that the Balashor should pay kaifer. You give the shor the death penalty the first time. The Gemara gives an answer, the shor killed nochrim. The shor was in skaman lag behema v'hargas ha'adam. Tosfos says there. Tosfos memalef memalef demaskel meyachad b'tam katlin and lay. The Tosfos says simply, niskaven l'hargazeh v'hargazeh, niskaven l'harg behema v'harg ben odom, or shor shahargas ha-treifa. If a person kills a treifa, you're not chai misa, because gabra k'tila kotal. So if the shor kills the treifa also, the shor is not chai misa, because we have a drosha, k'misa sa'balam kach misa shor. And just like if the balam kill a nachri, just like the balam and niskaven l'harg behema v'hargas ha-odom, the balam, the odom, the owner, the balashor wouldn't be chayv misa, so the shor wouldn't be chayv misa. So the din is that the shor only becomes a shor amuad if they win the gicha shal chiyuv. Let's say the shor killed three shvarim shal hefker. So the fourth time the shor is then get pays nezik shal. But if the first three times the shor killed three shvarim shal hefker, there's nothing to pay. There's nobody to pay to. Went to the forest and killed three shvarim of hefker. Then it's a tesis later that you don't pay. You need negicha shal chiyuv. And the same is true regarding vessels. Let's say, where is there a hechetimsa that a woman has a regular riyaz dam and it's not metame? Where do you have such a thing? So by yoledes, the din is, if yoledes zocha, the first 7 days she's temeya, even if there was no dam, the Gemara calls it lady yoleshta. It never happens, lady yoleshta. When a woman has a baby, there's a bucket full of dam. It's a miracle that that any of the women survive. They lose so much blood. Some women taka die at childbirth. Some women die years ago. It used to be more common. Now it's less common because they give blood transfusions. But they lose a lot of blood. But the Gemara says that the Gemara says increases. That a yoledes is tmeya. If it's an akeva, she's tmeya for 14 days. If it's a zacha, she's tmeya for 7 days. Even if it happened to be lady of Eshta, even if it's a dry lady, there was no dam at all, which never happens. It's never going to be a lady of Eshta. But then the next 33 days, if it's a boy, the next 66 days, if it's a girl, Teisha b'dmei tohara means that even if she has dam, it's not metame her. Even if she has a regular yaz dam, it's not metame her. So Teisha shows from the sugya in Maseches Nida, Teisha's in Nida points out that a riyaz dam that occurred in the middle of the 33 days or the 66 days, it's not mitzaref to constitute a vesus. Just like by shor, you need negicha shal chiyuv, and if the shor killed shvarim shal hefker the first three times, it won't. The balashor won't have to pay nezik shalom the fourth time. You need negicha shal chiyuv, and if the shor kills nachrim, harg shlosha ovdei kochavim. So we have the girsa and the gemara v'chimur lo kochavim habimur li Yisrael b'tmiya. The Rambam had the girsa that has been ichusa. Gan shaharag here on Mem Alvim and Alhorik Shlosha of the Kochavim. A Mudlach Akum Habi Mudli Israel, period. But that's not the way we have the Girsa. We have the Girsa, it's Bitmiya and the Gemara. Ella, the correct Pshat is a different Pshat. But we have the word Ella. Ella means you're backing out from what you said before. The Rambam didn't have the word Ella. So the way we have the Girsa in the Gemara, it's every so often there's a major Shina Girsa which is very significant. Girsology is an important chachma. They know what the correct girsa is. Okay. Sometimes just a waste of time because all the girsos boil down to the same thing anyway. But over here, whether with the word Ella, without the word Ella, is a big nafkamina. So the place of girsa nigmar is that you need the gicha shal chiyuv. And the same thing, you need rias hametamais. If you have a ria that's not metamais, so that's not mitzarf to constitute a vessel. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. He didn't mention this part and Gechu Shal Chiyah with the Riyas that are Metame. He just said that maybe Vestas from Shor HaMuad, the reason why you need three is because you want to make a Chal HaShem Shor HaMuad, a Chal HaShem Yoyim HaVestas, to establish what the Regilus is, that it's a possibility to lay the Sasofik. It should really be enough with two times. But if you want to create a Chal HaShem on the Shor, or on the Yoyim HaVestas, for that you need a third time. That's what he suggested, not like the Ritva. Yeah, if you say like that, the dina may not always be it may not always come out to be the same way that the Ritva understood it. By the worms, let's say, and the flower also, then you don't need three times. Two times should be enough. That's a discussion in the Taz. in Hilchos Toilon, how many worms they have to find in a sack of flour, you should say that you have to sift all the flour. Maybe all the flour is wormy. So Tosis points out, this little Tosis on Chav Gimel Amud Beis, when you read the Gemara Yevam Dav Samach Dal, you get the impression there's an ongoing debate, Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel, whether Trei Zimni Havi Chazak and Shval Zimni, even though the original Machlokes was by Mesa Bana, Machmas Milam by Katlanis, but it applies also to Vestas and Shoram Muad, and the Gemara is paskening that Shoram Muad, you only pay Nezik Sholem the fourth time. You have to have three times, Bitlasim Nehavi Chazake, and then the fourth time you pay Nezik Sholem. So Tosis says it's not true. That Gemara is misleading. So Tosis writes, Anchov Gimla Mabes Ezel Muad. I'm going to read the Hodi Amid Meper Kaboy Yavimto. Yeah. Loim Yishim Tetev the Pilktai B'Shoram Muad. There never was a Machlokes by Shoram Muad. It's not that the Gemara is making a hachra between Rebbe and Rebbe Shem Gamliel. No, the halacha by Shoram Muad is based on psukim. Everyone agrees that you only pay Nezik Sholem the fourth time. That's what Tosis says. Rashi over here, on our Gemara, Rashi understood that it's a machlokes abai v'roven. When do you pay Nezik Sholem? The third time or the fourth time? Why? So the Gemara says, my time is the Rebbe Yehuda. How does Rebbe Yehuda know you have to have 3 days in a row? Nogach on three different days. Machlokes Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Meir. What if all the three negichas occurred on the same day? So Rebbe Yehuda says in the Mishnah that the behemoth does not become a Shoram Muad. And Rebbe Meir holds that he does become a Shoram Muad. And the Gemara says a Kal V'chomer. On Rebbe Meir, the top line, on Chav Dalan and Aleph, the Gemara says, Richak Negichos of Chayiv. If the negichas occur once every 5 days, the show is negiach once every 5 days, it establishes the show is a Shoram Muad. So it should be a Kal V'chomer, Kirach Negichos of Lakolshkein. If it does three negichas in the same day, so for sure that seems to indicate that this Shor is a Shoram Muad. Why is it such a good Kal V'chomer? Maybe the animal ate wormy food and it woke up on the left side this morning. The Kirach Negichos maybe had a bad day. It didn't have coffee in the morning. So everything was miserable. I don't know. That's what Rav Meir says, a Kal V'chomer. So we assume Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Alach, Rav Yehuda. Whenever there's machlokes, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Ruba de Ruba, we paskin like Rav Yehuda. We hardly ever paskin like Rav Meir. Rare that they paskin like Rav Meir. The Gemara says in Erevin, the first parak in Erevin, that Rav Meir was such a charif when he would give a shiur, he would explain all the logical possibilities. Could be this on the one hand, on the other hand, and on the other hand, and on the other hand, all the logical possibilities. And then he wouldn't say, he wouldn't emphasize which way he paskins. So the Talmidim walked up with all these logical possibilities in their head, and they didn't like it. They wanted to hear Pesach Halacha. So they left Rav Meir, they went to the other Talmidim. So in the next generation, when they were voting what the din is, so the majority of the Talmidim did not learn by Rav Meir. Sumchus was a Talmud of Rav Meir. Sumchus was the one who says that Tzuris is Nezek Sholem. Okay. We don't accept Rav Meir, we don't accept Sumchus. Yeah, Sumchus. The Gemara says after Rav Meir passed away, so Rav Yehuda, the Gemara Kiddushin says after Rav Meir passed away, Rav Yehuda, so some of the students of Rav Meir wanted to come learn by Rav Yehuda. So he said, don't let in the students of Rav Meir, they're just a bunch of troublemakers. So Sumchus came and he started asking kashas in the middle. The Rav Yehuda said, I told you not to let in Rav Meir's Talmidim. They're just troublemakers. I hack too much philosophy. All the logical possibilities. You have to know what to do. So we pass on like Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara says, my time is the Rav Yehuda. What's the mocha for Rav Yehuda that you have to have the three negichas after me 3 different days? So it's machlekes Abai v'Rava. Abai claims, you read the pasuk like this. Ohodak yushon agachu mitmol shilshom. So tmol means esmol. Mitmol means 2 days in a row. Shilshom means a third day in a row. The fourth negicha you pay nezik sholem. First three negichas you pay chatzin nezik. Fourth negicha you pay nezik sholem. Okay? So it sounds like it has to be on 4 different days. Rav Amar, tmol mitmol is the same thing. Ohoda kishor nagachu mitmol shilshom. What do you mean? Tmol mitmol is 2 different days. He's a shor nagach from yesterday. Mem is a mem hashemesh over here. So he says, how can you darshan tmol chad mitmol? Trey doesn't like that. So Rabbi disagrees with Abai. Tmol mitmol is chazor one day. Shilsham trey, loish merena hoid na chayb. Sounds like Rashi learns, hoid na chayb, and gichel shlish is chayb alel, nezik shalom. Rashi learned that's a machlokes Abai v'Rabbi. Do you pay nezik shalom the fourth time or the third time? Pashtus, whenever there's machlokes Abai v'Rabbi, you paskin like Rabbi. This is not from the six cases of Yalkagam that we should, that they paskin like Abai. So according to Rashi, that it's machlokes Abai v'Rabbi, you should paskin like Rabbi, that the third time you should pay nezik shalom. So Tosis quotes, Pirish Bekuntris, the Pirish Arishan, the first pshat, before the second Mahadura, when Rashi, we're learning now Baba Kama. When you learn in order, you can learn Baba Mitzvah, then you learn Baba Basa, then you start Cheskes Habatim. So the Mishnah in Cheskes Habatim says, Cheskes Habatim Shel V'Shanim. If someone is living in my farm, or living in my house for 3 years in a row, there's no din of squatter's rights. So just because he was living there, he acquires the ownership of the karka. He has to be a Chazokah Sheishi Matayna. The Mishnah is, as to say, I bought the house from the Murakama and it belongs to me. So how does he prove? So prove it, show me the shtar. He says, I'm not mechuyev to hold the shtars for 50 years. I had a shtar, then I threw it out. Not mechuyev. He doesn't have unlimited space in the files. So he has to, every couple of years, he throws out all the old documents that he doesn't think he's going to need anymore. So the Gemara says, if he doesn't have the shtar mechira within the first 3 years, then he loses. Then the Murakami gets the karka and the machzik does not win. But if he can prove that he was living there for 3 years, and 3 years already went by, then he's not mechira to hold on to the shtar for longer. So the Gemara says, where in the world does this come from? Where does the idea come from? First, the Gemara suggests that it's based on Shor HaMuad. The whole thing is so difficult. Shor HaMuad makes the shor into Shor HaMuad. Here it makes it into mine. Here it's a raya that it's mine. It's not that it might, not that the ownership is changing under our eyes because he's living there for 3 years. It becomes his. It doesn't become his. It's a raya that it's his. The Gemara backs out from the Shor HaMuad. So the Gemara says over there, Shor HaMuad. Shor HaMuad doesn't pay nezek shalom till the fourth time. So it shouldn't be a cheskes habatim till the end of the fourth year. So how come the Mishnah says cheskes habatim shel v'shanim? So Gemara scraps the whole pshat. The whole thing is wrong. Has nothing to do with Shor HaMuad. So that's Rashi backed out from his pshat. That's what Tosfos says. But Rashi learned Bava Basra. Second line from the bottom. Rashi atzmo chazabo. Rashi backs out from what he wrote here. Here, what he wrote here, this is the Pirish Arishan. This is the Madura Kama. Rashi atzmo chazabo. Shom debreish cheskes habatim. Bava Basra davchav chesem and alav kama. The first Amud. The Gemara says they don't say Abai v'Rava machloikas. The Gemara doesn't say it's Rava. The Gemara says imasher amud on the gichar v'yis lemechayv nezik shalom. So too it shouldn't be cheskes habatim until the fellow lives in the karka for 4 years. So isn't that against Rava? According to Rashi, the din should be like Rava, that the third time you already pay nezik shalom. That's what Rashi writes. So Rashi Chazabo. So Chazabo. So what's the machlokes Abai v'Rav over here? What are they fighting about? They say the same thing. Amar Abai and Rav Amar. So what are they arguing about? So Tosfos says Upirish, and Rashi in the Madura Basra after Rashi backed out because of that Gemara, the first half in the Cheskes Habatim. So Rashi says Mashmos Darshim Ikebina. Shmos Darshan means it doesn't make a difference with the Darshan. A lot of times you have a machloikas, what pasuk is a certain din learned down from, and then the Gemara is going to say, it's only that from pasuk A, so the din will be like that. Learned that from pasuk B, din will be different. But here, there's no difference. Whether you learn like Abai, you learn like Rava, just Mashmos Darshan Mikamina. Which way do you interpret the psukim? But Aloha Lamaisa, there's no nafkamina. No nafkamina the din. That's what Rashi says. Pirish, Rashi in the Madur Basra, when he backed out, says Mashmos Darshan Mikamina, no difference halacha between Abai v'Rava. So it's unusual.
If really what Rabbi's saying is true, that the Shar's Ha'ada is completely different than Chaska, it works in a completely different way than the Chaska Sabbatim, which is a right. So the Gemara should have been the Pircha and the Gemara Babasra, not that four times. And much better Pircha.
Maybe the Gemara asked that too, I don't remember. Does the Gemara asked that? I don't remember. You gotta take a look. It's a stronger pirchen. It's a stronger pirchen. So what Rashi says in Madur Basra is problematic, and Mashmoz Dorshem Abay Barove, that's unusual. So Rabbeinu Azriel, Rabbeinu Azriel Piresh, there is a slight nafkamina ledina between Abay Barove. They're both coming to explain Rabbi Yudah, and Rabbi Yudah says the shor doesn't become shamur unless it's nagech on three different days. You don't say like Rameas Kavachayma. If Richat Ningechos of Chayav Kiru Ningechos of Kolshke, if it did the three Negeches in one day, should certainly be an indication that it became a Shor HaMu'ad. So Rabbi Yudah doesn't agree. He holds that it's a pasuk, you need 3 different days. But it should happen afkamina, when does the fourth Negecha have to be? So according to the way Rabbi seems to learn, it sounds like the fourth Negecha Peis Nezek Shalom has to be on a fourth day. And if the third Negecha will occur on the third day, the Shor will still only pay Chatzi Nezek. Whereas according to Rabbi, the fourth Negecha, it doesn't appear in the Chumash at all. It's self-understood. We're taking for granted that there was a fourth Negecha. So since it doesn't say at all, so then the fourth Negecha, the first 3 Negechas that make Tushar and Tushar Amor, have to be on 3 different days. The fourth Negecha can even be on the same day. So that's Rabbeinu Azriel. Rabbeinu Azriel is a Balas Tais. Rabbeinu Azriel Pirish, I think on Nozir, to have the whole Rabbeinu Azriel, on the whole Masichta. Here they rarely quote Rabbeinu Azriel. Rabbeinu Azriel Pirish, there is a slight difference, not Mashmar's Dorshim. There is a slight difference. The Labai, the Dorish, Leishman, the Gicha Revi is, Lamshal Nazgama, Yom Dalit. You have to have the fourth Negich has to be on a different day. The fifth Negich, the sixth Negich, the seventh Negich, that can all be on the same day. But the first Negich for which, the first Negich after the Shor became Muad, for which you have to pay Nazgama, that has to be on a different day. Ad Yom Revi, the Loishmanu Habi Yom Dala Dumi Tmal Shalshan. But the Rabbi, the Loksiv Negicha Revis. The pasuk, it's taken for granted. It's assumed there was a Negicha Revis, but it's not mentioned in the Chumash. So Rabbi will interpret within Rabbi Yudah that the first 3 Negichas, the Nek Tushar and Tushar Mo, they have to take place on 3 different days. But the fourth Negicha can be even on the third day. But the Rabbi, the Loksiv Negicha Revis, I feel a Nogach Dalit. 4 negichas in 3 days means the first 3 negichas are 3 different days. Then the fourth negicha on the same day as the third will also be chayv nezek shalom. Okay. Yeah, how do we paskin? Amei Rabbi Yudah, loch Rabbi Yudah. We paskin like Rabbi Yudah. The Gemara has a taina against Omru Loi, the second line from the top of Chav Dalman Alf. They have a taina against Rav Meir's Kal V'Chomer. Rav Meir makes a Kal V'Chomer. Kal V'Chomer is one of the Midrash HaTorah and the Dreshes Bem. So they have a taina against his Kal V'Chomer. Zava Tochiach. Your argument should apply to a Zava also. What's the din of a Zava? A Nida and a Zava have similar dinim. That they're an avatuma, and they have to go to mikveh. There's a big difference. The zava has to bring a korban after she goes to mikveh. The nida doesn't have to bring a korban. The zava is an abnormal thing when she has riyazdan below es nidasa. The nida has riyazdan be es nidasa. The zava is below es nidasa. When is below es nidasa? So the nida means she has a dam on the yom of eses. And the Zava has done not on the Yom HaVeses. So the women today, Roba, the women today do not have a Veses Kavosa. Every month they have to bring a korban. Whoa, there are going to be a lot of korbanos. So the Gemara said that's not what it means. Es Nidosa doesn't mean that it's on the Yom HaVeses, but Es Nidosa means not on the Yom HaVeses. Even in the days of the Gemara, that the assumption was that whether correct or not, that the Tanaim assumed that the rov of the women have a vessel kavua, but they knew that there was a miut of women that don't have a vessel kavua. And they said they shouldn't get married. Whoa. There are allowed to be a lot of single girls not getting married, according to Rav Meir. But we don't pass like Rav Meir. So the Tanoim had a tradition that below es nidosa doesn't mean not on the yom of eses. What it means is that there are yud alaf yom should they need the lenida. There are 11 days on the calendar that if the woman has a riyaz dam on those days, that's not normal. That's below es nidosa. So then she can either become a zava ketana or a zava gedola. So she has only riyaz dam 1 day or 2 days in a row in the yud alaf yom, She only becomes a zavaktan. She has to be shemeres yom keneged yom. She's tmeya for the next day, and she can go to mikveh in the morning. Menatori say mikveh and kikuloi. Anida can't go to mikveh in the morning. Anida has to wait till the end of the seventh day. You only say mikveh sayom kikuloi when you have to do some kind of a nihug. Let's say someone is in avelus. So he has to be noig avelus during Shiva, during Shloshim. So then you say mikveh sayom kikula. The nihug on the beginning of the last day is sufficient. The last day of Shiva and the last day of Shloshim. In Yud Beis Chodesh there is no nihug. You don't have to do anything. It's just miut tanugim. There are yisurim, but there are no kiyumim. Nothing that you have to be noig. So you can't say mikseyam kukuloi. So you only say mikseyam kukuloi if there's something you have to do. So by nida, there's nothing that she has to do. By nida, doesn't it? The nida can have dam all 7 days. As long as the dam stops before shkia on the seventh day, then she can go to mikveh the night following. And you can't say mikseyam kukuloi. Let her allow her to go to mikveh in the morning of the seventh day. There's no niyug that she has to do. By Zava, she's supposed to make bedikas. By Zava, it says, V'sofa lo shivas yamim. She's supposed to make bedikas. One time all she has to make bedikas 7 days. Each day of seventh day. We're mekel, even if you have tchilosan v'soifan, if you just did a bedika on the first day and on the seventh day, the Gemara is mekel, even one opinion, even tchilosan afal pishein soifan. Soifan al pishein tchilosan. You have to have one bedika on the first day, or one bedik on the last day. You don't even need a bedik on the first day and on the last day. So it's a good discussion in the Shulchan Aruch that we are sometimes mekel like that. If you have a big shas atzak, we would be mekel that a bedik on the first day or a bedik on the last day of the shemanikim would be sufficient. But there is an inyan of safra lo shivasem. An inyan of safra lo means making bedikas. So if she does a bedik on the morning of the seventh day, that's called mixes ayam kukula. She did a niruk, just like the oval observes a niruk. Let's say a person is a nazir. So he's a nazir, he takes a net of naziris for 50 days. On the 50th day, he will observe what he's supposed to observe, gadol peres harosho, and then he have a mixes niruk. So then you say, mixes ayam kukula. The Gemara in the first parak in nazir talks about mixes ayam kukula by a nazir. By avelus, you say, by a zova, you say, mixes ayam kukula. Yeah. By Nida, you can't say mikveh kukula, so Nida is tovelas balayla. She can't be tovel and mikveh till the night after the 7 days are up. Yeah.
How can you just do the first day? I thought the Gemara says mayon pasuach.
Mayon pasuach, so you can't rely on the bedike that was earlier. You can't rely.
Day, right? She has to do one on the second day, no?
No. No, you can make a bedikah on the first day. Yeah, make a bedikah on the first day. Mayona pasuach, so you don't know. Maybe there was dam that night, the night of the first day. Mayona pasuach is a svara had it chiseled down to get away with less bedikas. But if you made a bedikah on the first day, chilasan asayfan. There's one opinion. Chilasan asayfan. And if there's a big enough shas atrak, then it says in Yeruday, we rely on that opinion. So the din by Azova is if she has a riyah one day, a new year alef yam shebe nidil anida, one day. If she has 2 days in a row, then she's only a Azova ketana, and she's tameya. She has to have yom noki, yom echad noki, the next day. And menatara, she can make a bedika the morning of that one day and go to the mikveh that morning and be tahoira. With the Rabbana, we don't allow the women to rely on Mikzayim Kekulai. So Gemara has a reason, the Gzera. In the end of Masech is needed to have a reason. What if the woman had a Riyaz Dam 3 days in a row, 3 consecutive days in the Yura Alf Yom Sheba Nidal Anida, then she becomes a Zabak Doilo, and the Zabak Doilo needs Shivanikim. And the Shivanikim, after the Shivanikim are over, then she can be Toivola in the Mikveh, then she has to bring a Korban. The Zabak has to bring a Korban, and she becomes Toivola.